Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Absenteeism. It's usually the last thing companies want to see in their workers. But with the season for swine flu just around the corner, presenteeism, that is, people showing up for work sick, could be just as bad. It's something Massachusetts businesses are trying to get ready for, as WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch reports.
Melissa Hinckley cannot afford to get sick. The 28-year-old works part-time as a nanny for $9.25 an hour.
I'm more afraid of how much it will cost me, time and money, than actually being sick.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, you'll find her here at UMass Dartmouth. But on the other weekdays, as a nanny, Melissa is among the estimated 40% of Massachusetts workers who don't get paid sick days. If she's out ill for just one day, she's out $100, one-third of her weekly paycheck. She says the pressure to throw back some Tylenol and fight through it is real.
So here I am, sick a couple weeks ago, and I go to work, and, you know, the mom happened to be home that day, but she was on bed rest, so sitting there, like, feverish, like, just no energy. And she was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I think I have a really bad sinus infection." She's like, "Go home. Go get better." And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't want to go. I literally can't afford to be sick. Like, literally can't afford to be sick.
That's something David Casey worries about with his workers at the Stockyard, a steakhouse in Brighton.
I don't think you want your waitress coming up with the runny nose or with the cough.
Casey's workers don't get paid sick leave either. He's installing more hand sanitizer and talking to employees about prevention. They have to keep themselves healthy, he says, or he'll send them home.
It's a judgment call. You know, we don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, we don't want a complaint letters constantly. It will be a tough call, a judgment call.
Leaving it up to a judgment call bothers Kay Kahn. She's a state representative from Newton and a registered nurse.
Unfortunately, often the folks who don't have this guaranteed sick day are working in restaurants and daycare centers. They're working in nursing homes. They're often part-time workers. And these are the folks who are really in contact more with people.
Kahn's been trying to get a bill through the State House that would require employers to pay 7 sick days a year. Part-time workers would get a prorated number. The idea is for them to be able to afford to stay home sick.
There's a gain for everyone here, the individual, society as a whole, if we can keep people home, and the employer.
Some employers, such as Krista Haggerty, are not waiting for a new law from the State House, which is unlikely anyway. Her Quincy-based laundry and dry cleaning company, Dependable Cleaners, employs 220 people.
You know, most people wait until they can't lift their head off the pillow. Here, this swine flu, it's much more contagious, and it's contagious longer than past flus, the ones that we're used to.
Haggerty's considering offering employees 3 paid sick days, their first ever. It's not an easy decision. The recession has been tough on her business, and this would be a major expense. It amounts to 660 paid days. That's almost 2 years of salary.
So in a sense, it's as if we were adding a couple additional full-time employees for a whole year. That would be the cost, without getting the employees. In fact, we'll probably incur other costs covering the employees who are out.
Those costs are not exactly what she'd hoped for in this downturn. So she's thinking hard about offering those paid sick days. She says she's about 90% there. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.